What is up, guys? Welcome back to Bitcoin Audible. This is a short PSA. This will not be long enough to qualify as a guy's take. So before I publish today's real episode, I just wanted to do a little PSA for all of those who are possibly experiencing their first painful bear market or their first strong dip or crash, whatever you want to call it, in the Bitcoin price. So first and foremost, welcome. Welcome. This is the Bitcoin that real Bitcoiners know and love, because if you are in it for the long haul and you know what you are invested in, what you have entered Bitcoin for, you will inevitably be here when the storm comes. Anybody who buys Bitcoin and holds it while the price is skyrocketing and then dumps it all when the price is crashing is a traitor. They are not here to invest and be a part of the Bitcoin ecosystem, so they will not experience this. But if you are using Bitcoin as your money, you know this all too well. This is a very familiar place to be. And for those who are new here and experiencing this for the first time, welcome to Bitcoin. Second, this is a great time to pay attention to the signal. Everything happening right now and everything that the majority of people are going to be talking about is probably noise. There's going to be 1,000 people telling you why the price is falling. They're going to draw lines. They're going to insist that it's going to do this and that, and that this is the thing that's causing it, blah, blah, blah. Ignore them. Who gives a shit what the price is doing in the coming weeks? It's not relevant. And there's some incredible shit happening that you will completely miss if all you are doing is looking at charts and candlesticks and Fibonacci what's at whatever's and on-chain stats. Ignore it. It's noise. Get back to the signal. There's incredible shit happening right now. Bitcoin Audible is a pretty good place to look for that. Just saying. Third, if you were leveraged trading and you got demolished, you got called out on an option or a futures contract, whatever, take the hit, lick your wounds, stack whatever you can on Swan Bitcoin, or Bull Bitcoin, or River, or Amber, or Strike, you know, one of the actual good places to buy Bitcoin. Swan Bitcoin is the best, of course, but, you know, I leave that choice to you. They are my sponsor, and they are my favorite, personally. But you owe yourself a stack and a withdrawal to your keys to apologize to your future self for the stupid leverage trading that you have been engaged in. You knew it was a bad idea, but you were greedy. You did it anyway. It happens. Don't dwell on it. Stack, move on, get back into the life grind, earn some more cheddar. Also, this is a great time to move every single payment you have in your fiat life to your fold card if you have one, because they are paying out way more sats than usual because, you know, it's based on the dollar price. All my sats back right now have been, all my little stacks have been way bigger than usual, and it's kind of exciting. So if you're operating normally and you haven't been wrapped up in all of this, and this really isn't that big of a deal for you, this is a really good time to take advantage of that shit and basically send everything through that damn card. Fourth, if you have a Bitcoin-backed loan, like I do, it's maybe a less dangerous form of leverage, but it is in fact leverage nonetheless. Now is a good time to check on your margin call zones, add some collateral if you're getting into dangerous territory. As I've said before, you know, I highly encourage having extra, and that is also specifically why I use Unchained. They're not a sponsor or anything, but I use Unchained because I can actually see my coins, so I don't feel, like, threatened, or I don't feel like it's dangerous for me to over-collateralize. That's why I'm afraid of a lot of those other ones, because I'm damn near positive that they are rehypothecating. But, you know your terms, know your danger price zones, and be ready with some coins if you need to. Price can always, always, always go lower, especially when, like, the stock market right now is being absolutely eviscerated by the Fed trying to raise just a teeny little bit of interest rate. And that leads us to number five. All of the markets are getting clobbered. And during those times specifically that Bitcoin is not having its own crazy run where it does decorrelate and just does its own psychotic thing that Bitcoin does, or having some huge period of network growth, things tend to be correlated. Bitcoin tends to do what the overall markets do. And especially lately, it's behaving a lot like other financial assets, which is totally expected. It is not yet being treated by the majority of the market as money. It's an investment asset. That's what people see. It's a major speculative vehicle right now. The money side of it, the real Bitcoiners, the people who are the floor for this thing, still remain a very small percentage of people, a very small group of convicted Bitcoiners. Which means it'll probably keep acting like an investment asset for a long time yet. Plan accordingly. It will be volatile, because right now, the world is pretty damn volatile. Sixth, this is when you get your Bitcoin off exchanges. They are prime danger zone. They might be holding Terra USD or whatever shit. They might be leveraged on DeFi. They might be using the capital they have available to them to buy or sell futures. You have no idea what they are doing. And they are almost certainly rehypothecating Bitcoin and selling you paper promises. Almost all, especially shitcoin exchanges, you must assume that that is a possibility. Get your shit on your Bitbox, your cold card, your Trezor, your Keystone, whatever. Get it on a hardware wallet. Just get it into your mobile wallet for the time being, but get it to a hardware wallet. You don't want that shit exposed to the internet. Get it behind your keys. You do not want to be the one holding the bag for your exchange's irresponsibility. This is also a prime example why you avoid shitcoin exchanges in general. You stick to Bitcoin only, like the companies I mentioned just a little while ago. Seventh, and this is getting long enough to be a guy's take, but I'm still going to just call it a PSA. That is not point seven. Number seven is, in fact, get off of Twitter, go outside, chill with your family. If this has been rough for you, go do something fun. Take a break. You've been too consumed in the price and the shit and the Twitter storm. Step away for a little bit. It's not that important. These moments pass. Sometimes you throw up. Sometimes you find your balls and stack a little more. But, you know, eventually we get to the other side of these harsh downswings. We look back and forget really, really quickly how doom and gloom everybody was for a little bit. And honestly, this hasn't really been that bad of a crash. You know, like, obviously things could get worse and you knock on wood, all that good stuff. But, you know, really in the big picture thing, this is pretty calm waters. We're still in the 50% price crash territory, which, you know, usually these really bad downswings go to 80. So we're not quite in that territory yet in regards to Bitcoin and its it rather eccentric history. You should be thankful that this is kind of how dull this crash has been at the moment. So just like Homer Simpson says, you know, oh my God, your portfolio is down 50%. No, no, no. Your portfolio is down 50% so far. And lastly, the global macro situation looks like utter shit. We are experiencing an implosion of the equity markets, an inversion in the bond markets, and the U.S. government has to roll over, like, I saw somebody like tallying like how much of the bonds are coming due and how much needs to be rolled over. It's like $6.5 trillion in debt next year. There is no path out of this, especially not one with higher interest rates. Literally, either the government is going to declare bankruptcy, and I don't mean that like kick the can down the road, you know, argue about the debt ceiling shit. I mean like actually declare bankruptcy because they do not issue more bonds and they default on the bonds that they have to roll over because they literally do not. We don't have $6.5 trillion in tax receipts. That's aside from the fact that we wouldn't be able to pay for anything that the government does. We just don't even have flat tax receipts to roll that over, which means that we have two options. Either we default or they monetize it. We just print ourselves into oblivion. We get $6.5 trillion in newly issued bonds that the Fed is going to have to buy up. They have to push interest rates lower because we can't, the United States government cannot afford 5% interest on that much in bonds. Are you kidding me? They have to push it back down There is nothing in the legacy markets that is safe right now. There will be times where Bitcoin feels like a dinghy in a hurricane. But I promise you, it's better to be in a dinghy that floats and refuses to topple over no matter how rough the seas are getting than sitting on the sinking Titanic. Never forget that in Weimar, Germany, when the shit was hitting the fan, it really kind of took 6 or 7 years for the whole thing to unravel. And in that time, there were massive swings in the price of gold. Huge, huge runs up. Huge crashes down. Like, you do not want to be leveraged in that situation, because when you think, oh, I've got 20% worth of gap, you're going to experience a 60% drop. When you think, oh, you know, things went up 50%, I got to make sure I got to, you know, leverage against it. I got to, it's going to come back. It's going to come back and level back out again. Nope, nope, nope. It's going to go 1,000x. Like, it's going to be insane. If what we are experiencing is truly the unraveling of this massive global debt bubble, then the last thing you want to do is be leveraged or have a lot of your value wrapped up in derivatives, for crying out loud. Because ultimately, between those 10x's and 100x's in the price of gold, and then the 80 to 90% crashes, it basically went a trillion X in terms of German marks over the 7 year period. The most important thing to do is just get your money safe. Get it out of the financial and banking system, not financial advice. Everything is volatile. The whole world is freaking volatile right now. It's something we need to get used to, because this is probably what our foreseeable future is going to be like. Hold your keys, tighten your seatbelt, stack sats, get your life in order at home with your friends, do the work needed to protect yourself and your life. Okay. You know, we live in some crazy times. This short move right now, not strange, not unprecedented. You know, nobody knows shit about what the price is actually going to do. For all the fun that stock to flow was, it's just some bullshit that somebody put on a chart. Anytime that there is a chart and there is a line and there is a zone, it's bullshit. Nobody knows. The best thing you can do is just stack. If you are truly convicted, if you truly understand what the value of this is, you know, you on a long enough timeline, you're invested in a better financial foundation. Stack, hold your keys, go to work. I will be here with all the signal I can provide for you to listen to while you get your stuff done. In fact, I've got one coming in just a little while. I've got a great episode, a piece by Sam Callahan from the Swan Bitcoin blog, all about Lightning Network and our rather disastrous global remittance and cross-border payment systems. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, stay safe, and subscribe to Bitcoin Audible. Get ready to refresh that feed. I got one on the way. And until then, take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.